Welcome, folks. Welcome to Wobbly Player Syndrome, a 40K podcast with video while you're watching here on Twitch, of course. Welcome, everyone.
Hi.
Hang on, it didn't come up.
Hi. A thing was supposed to come up?
A thing was supposed to come up for that. Excellent. So, it is episode big 50. That makes 50. Woo! Celebrate, people! Yay! Oh, my joints feel like
I can't believe they haven't
50.
Shut us down.
We have made it to 50 episodes, which is pretty amazing. What? How long ago? Quick, where's your maths? 50 episodes
wow.
ago?
Wow.
Oh, wow. 2 years, yeah.
2 years, we started rambling about 40. Well, we've been rambling about 40K for a very long time. We thought, let's put a camera and record it because we're funny. People listen to us. We're wise.
Yeah, that's one word for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks. Good.
And statistically, we have to be right once in a while.
That's it. 1 in 50 we get right. Yeah, this could be it, folks. This could be the one.
Yeah, natural 20.
And who is celebrating here for the 50th? We have Radio Mike.
Hey, hey.
We have, I'll go this way. I'm back in the country. Leave me alone, Adam.
Hello. It's past my bedtime.
I'm so relaxed. I've run out of stuff to paint. Anthony.
Good evening.
And we have the Marks. We got a not safe for work Mark.
I suppose that's me. Hi.
And we have a safe for work Mark. In comparison, I should put.
Hey, everybody.
Relatively.
And of course, I am Greg. Welcome to the channel. How is everyone?
Very good.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Situation normal.
Situation normal. Everything's falling down. Nobody wants to help. God. episode 50. Because it was episode 50, I thought I'd go back and have a look at the stats of the where we've been going, where we've done. We had last year a month of being subscribed by real people. That was exciting. We all did well. We won't mention them because they're not paying us now. But I did have a look. I thought, all right, let's have a look. Where do we rate with all the great Warhammer podcasts that are out there? And we're quite surprised that a list came out from they're feeding someone.
I'm third party.
Yeah, 25 top Warhammer 40K podcasts. It was announced in March this year, and we were number 9.
Yay!
Yeah, which is a real shock.
I'm surprised. I thought we'd be way further down.
Oh, shut up.
I guess there's less 4K podcasts than we thought.
Oh, that's hard. That's hurtful.
Well, they're all really, really shit.
I want to say a big shout out to Boardman, Oregon, who stuck through us all this time. You're still one of our top listeners. So I don't know what happens in Boardman, but sorry. Thank you.
Who the hell? Where is Boardman? I'm checking that on a map. I want to see how far away from civilization this place really is.
I don't know. But hang we on. Appreciate
hang
them.
On. I'm just going to disconnect my VPN right now.
Oh shit! It's actually not that far from Portland and Seattle.
There you go.
It does rain a fucking lot in Seattle, and they've got nothing better to do.
They are clearly starved for bearded men. Yes,
dedicated.
And glasses, because they're our dedicated. Well.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. And because it is our 50th, if you do subscribe to Red Belly's Twitch channel this month, you will get a mug. It kind of looks like these.
Not everyone. The first one.
No. Subscribe this month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. I prefer that one.
You get one mug, not all four. You get to choose which one. Yeah. So these are the mugs you get to choose from. Of course, you want the Wobbly Player because that's why we're here, right? And it's going to change picture any time to show you the other ones. There it goes. Everybody wants that one.
I was about to pick up my mug to show it, and I realized I've got the wrong mug today.
No. I've got whiskey, so no count.
I'm with stupid.
There you go. If you do subscribe with Red Belly Twitch channel this month, you'll get a mug. Wonderful. Hi, folks. What's going on? Hi. I forgot which button to press. It's okay. I got there.
You are running the show.
Well, it's alleged.
Apparently.
All right, so let's get back to the normal stuff that brings all the people to our cafe with milkshake something. Mike, please talk so I don't have to. New releases!
Woo! All right, so, well, I mean, the thing that is on everybody's lips is Schrodinger's Tyranid Codex. Warhammer community said it was going up for pre-order over the weekend, but I can't see any evidence that it did. And it's not on GamesWorkshop.com, so I guess I must have missed them saying that due to some kind of production issue they needed to delay that. I don't know. So that's confused the crap out of me. But that was supposed to happen, and the Combat Patrol, I think, was supposed to happen.
Yeah, that's the same time. Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah. The other things that came up at the same time as them that did come up, they put up the classic Chaos, the classic Space Marines captains on Made to Order. So if you're missing any of those real fucking old
Jesus, they look ugly too.
I've got most of them, so yeah, I know how ugly they are. But they were great at the time. We were really excited when they came out the first time around. I was.
Oh, fuck, they look horrid.
I own most of those, because they looked better than the other things you could get.
Look like I painted them. That's how shit they are.
Yeah, but don't you, back in the day, all paint jobs were bad, really.
Yeah, just look at the old Cadian promo shots that they might still have on GW.com.
The Cadachan promo shots are really bad from the original ones.
They've all got, like, crazy eyes that don't track right and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, when you live in a jungle that's trying to kill you, you are looking everywhere.
It looks like he's been beaten with a 2x4.
Like every Cadachan model, they've just like they didn't paint the toad. They've all been licking because they've just got these massive eyes.
Fucking ugly.
So yeah, the made to order classic Space Marine captains.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
The new season of War for Age of Sigmar, Thondia came out along with some terrain for that. There was a whole pile of made-to-order Middle-Earth stuff for people who care about Middle-Earth.
Yeah.
The releases that have come out this month. There was a new Arena of Shades battle box for Age of Sigmar. There was Battlezone Frontieris Nachmund, which is a real fucking mouthful, which looks... That terrain looks pretty cool. I like it.
The terrain does look good. I looked at it at the shop the other day.
Which... was and also released as separate boxes is the STC Hab Bunker and Stockades, the Landing Pad, the Vox Antenna, and Orspec Shrine that are all in that Battlezone Frontieris Nachmund box. And there was released like a gaming mat or gaming board. I think it's a cardboard gaming board for Nachmund that you can get. And they put up made to orders for Autorks, Farseers, Shadow Seers, Death Jesters, and Harlequins, like the old
ones. Oh, the old ones, yeah.
Yeah.
We're all excited, right?
Yay!
Well, they also did the Avatar Arcane came out.
Oh, wasn't that last month?
No, it should have been. It came out between our...
last podcast.
No, it was between the podcast.
He's now out. You can now buy and paint him.
I'm pretty sure I announced that he was pre-ordered on last podcast.
Somebody sacrificed a prince and he's here now.
So
that's what they all say.
He came out when I was overseas because I was at the GW game store in San Diego and he goes, oh, what do you want to pre-order? And I went, oh, I don't think I can... collected here. So it was up on the Saturday. Yeah. But yeah, it was pre-ordered.
I'm a little disappointed. You were over in the States and you did not go to Boardman, Oregon to say hi.
Yeah.
If I knew, you know, I probably would have tried to make time. But, you know, in California too, Boardman, Oregon, maybe a little bit too far.
A little bit of a hike.
Anymore.
A tiny bit.
So, yeah, and then there was a couple of really big announcements that were made, like new plastic Space Marines.
For Horus Heresy, the Beakies are back!
Plastic Mark VI Marines, which is really cool.
Everyone's favourite, right? Beakies were everyone's favourite.
I think everyone's mostly excited about the Beakies because that means the rest of that leak stuff might happen. And there's some really cool stuff that was supposed to come out at the same time as those Beakies. So That'll be cool if that happens.
I don't know. Did the Beakies have disintegrated guns like the last Beaky release?
No, that guy, he was a special guy.
Yeah. You know,
even Heresy guys don't have that. Yeah.
He got legendary.
What would they do? Do they open up a cupboard and gone, hey, we've got all these old supplies. What do we do? Oh, just make it made for order. No one will know.
I've never been able to figure out what they're doing with made to order. Like sometimes they put stuff up and you're like, who the fuck asked for that?
Like, if they don't release it in certain
and that's what feeds this warehouse idea that there's an old warehouse buried under something, and they go, oh, hey, we didn't sell all this stuff back in the day, so...
And then there's an earthquake, and an old warehouse opens up underneath the Games Workshop HQ, and they're like, oh, shit, look at all these old models! Oh, I guess it's made-to-order time, fuckers!
Yeah, either that, or there's somebody who's been pilfering kits and storing them in their shed at home, and then going, and then their wife just says, nope, it's got to go. All right, made to order.
Yeah. They're actually buying it off eBay secondhand.
Yeah.
The realistic answer is there's probably a bloody dartboard.
Yeah. I have a question. I don't know if it was April Fool's Day or not, but I saw the video about dwarves for 40K.
Squats.
Yes.
Everyone's lips.
Is it serious? I need to know because I'm just
curious. It is serious. I was leading the squat discussion for last for comedic timing, but yes, squats are real. They're going to be the Leagues of Votan, and the announcement video and leak and the live stream didn't say, but the article they released afterwards did say that yes, they are going to be a full 40k army standalone, not just the kill team or anything.
They did do a follow-on video where they said you thought we were joking.
Yeah. They've teased us before. They've released them for kill team. Was it kill team? No.
It was what was it? Blackstone Fortress.
Blackstone Fortress. The two squats there, but yeah. And I like the model.
I think the model looks fine.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who are very emo about it for reasons that I don't feel follow through.
Yeah.
It looks fine. I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure if it's a new unit or if it's supposed to be one of their warriors or what. It definitely doesn't have the same aesthetic as the old ones.
It doesn't.
Which is probably for the best.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes. And if they bring back anything, they've got to bring back the trikes.
I'm just looking at some of the pictures right now.
Yeah, it's like they've got to have bikes, they've got to have trikes. Like, although the thing is, the bikes and the trikes are also the models that they wanted to move away from the most because they're all like the leather daddy bikers and stuff.
True.
And they didn't like how much they felt like a joke. So maybe they'll try not to do that, or they may do them in a very very different way. I get the vibe they're trying to make them more serious space dwarves. Although then they did a comedy intro for them, which doesn't help. Games Workshop, man.
But they're up in the tree, Tau, like, and it sounds like they've been working, hanging out with Tau, so
we'll
see what comes back.
Yeah, well, their lore always was that they were like a leftover from the Dark Age of Technology, and they kept a lot of their stuff.
Yeah, that was their lore, that they had a bunch of STCs that the Imperium didn't have.
Yeah.
And there was also the Demiurge who basically were the Tau but not a joke. And they were allied with who were the squats but not a joke. Yeah. And they were allied with the Tau. So I'm curious if these guys are kind of both.
Okay.
Like, I'm curious if they're going to make them relate to the Demiurge, because I did get a real Tau vibe off that armor and that gun.
Yeah, as Dan again says, Tau-esque mining suits. That's what it looked like to me as well.
Yeah.
I hope the Land Train comes back. Remember
The Land Train would be cool.
That's in 40K, so I'm in.
Which one was that?
It was this massive fucking epic 40K thing. It was like, on a 40K table, it would be like taller. Like,
it'd be like four or five rhinos strung together.
And it'd be about the height of an Imperial Knight.
Because I remember an epic
Imperial Knight. and it's huge.
Yeah, I remember seeing an epic. It was huge and epic the size of a normal tank. Yeah.
Yeah, and like the Leviathan command vehicle that they had. Like, they had some crazy shit, the squads.
It'd be exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
As well. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a lot of teams, but I can't, because I'm already doing two new armies this year. I can't do a third. There's no way.
Speaking of Greg's new army that he's doing this year, Chaos Knights also got announced in the same thing.
Oh, my God.
That's the other one, Greg.
A Thousand Suns that I started at the start of the year that I've done nothing with. Okay. Not so. You'll see in Hobby Progress I actually did something with them. But
man,
yeah,
those new Chaos Knights, they look so cool. God. I want to get some.
Good. That looks so good. And to find out that I can't remember what it's called now, the new one with the big tendrils is a Psyker. I'm going, what?
So, yeah, or at the very least can be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope it's a demon as well. That'd be awesome.
Demon engine. Well,
I get the impression that's why it's a Psyker, because it's a demon.
Yeah.
Awesome. Grey Knights love you.
I love you too, from a distance. Boom! Alright, so yes, that got me excited.
The Chaos Knights came out, the new Beaky Marines came out, which is cool. Actually, maybe that's why they did the old captains to go with the Beakies, but, you know, maybe. the Beakies are taller than that scale, so those captains will look like manlets compared to the fucking Beakies. So you wouldn't be able to put them together.
Yeah, it was weird. I was hearing some strange things about the scale for the Beakies, because they're not as big as a Primaris, but they're still bigger than a Firstborn Marine, and there was
vibe. I haven't seen it said by Games Workshop, but I've seen a lot of people say that the scale appears to be bigger than a Firstborn, smaller than a Primaris, kind of in the vein of the newer Chaos Marine stuff, where they're a bit bigger to make them look less silly.
So they're giving Firstborn stilettos.
Yeah.
Just making them just giving them chonk legs.
Them not the size of guardsmen.
They've just straightened the spine. Stand up.
Yeah.
Yep. Books on the head. Make sure they stand up, work straight. Yep.
They hired a bunch of chiropractors.
I saw a rumor today that there is a new Space Marine Codex coming.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised.
We all knew they had to be doing that.
Yeah.
Drink five bolters. Here they come. Yeah,
I mean, Nid's going to be like on top for longer than a day.
The two battles I've seen of the Tyranids is one was against the Harlequins, and Harlequins are top tier. What was the other one? Tau. Tau's also top tier, and both of them got stopped by the Tyranids. Absolutely mulleted. Turned to soup. So it's going to be interesting. That Synapse Psychic. Oh my god, that's ugly.
That does sound. It sounds really cool, and it kind of makes sense thematically. But it also sounds fucking rough. Yeah, whoa.
Anyway, let's go into Hobby Progress, shall we? All right, who's up first? I did say who's up first, and it must be Adam, who's been overseas.
He hasn't got
much done. There it is. There.
No.
One.
Stop the excuse.
Just one.
Very little done. I think it's just my towel. Yeah, it's my towel and cold suit armor or whatever it is. I started doing him all separate. I usually glue them together and paint him.
Yep.
This time I did them all separated. Do you have the piece? Oh, you don't have him as he's finished, do you?
No, because this is all I had for you.
I've now finished him, and he's actually got a little building next to him, so he carries his own his own structure.
Okay.
He's obscuring whenever he's doing
it. He's everywhere now. He's on his stand.
Yeah. No, he's finished. And Anto saw him, and Anto saw him on the weekend. For one turn.
Cameo.
Cut him in half.
That railgun worked well.
I haven't done much this month.
I've decided to finish stuff.
Congratulations.
I know. So I've actually finished four Plague Marines and some Thousand Suns old school metal 1990 rubric Marines, Infernal Master and Sorcerer. So they're actually done. That's my week this last week was I got to finish all this stuff I've started. It was a lot of fun. I got to paint a lot of those little Nurgling guys. So it was a bit of fun. But I need to construct the Thousand Suns with the Chaos Knights around the corner. I kind of finished the Thousand Suns first.
Before you get your Knights.
But I'm happy with the marble effect on the bases, if they'll show on the pictures now. There you go. So there's some old school Rubric Marines with the marble base.
Mm.
I think they've come out well. It's nice to paint different colours. There's the old school Sorcerer as well. He's look a bit beat up. I love that. He can bend in several different ways.
Yep.
And there's
did the that one have a big arm before?
He did, because I had him as Nurgle, and then I've stripped him.
Yeah.
At least when the spikes on the lead model bend, they bend. I have a bunch of iron halos on Primaris Marines that are just missing spikes.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, here's your Marines now.
So I have been continuing with the War on Grey Plastic by painting Primaris Intercessors. And I started painting some captains, a captain and a lieutenant, because I finished my squad for the week, for the month, really fast. And I guess I finished painting the Outriders after the last episode.
You did, yes. I checked the date.
And that's the in progress of the Intercessors from the start there.
Yeah. They're the ones that are based. Good.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been actually, like, finishing things.
It's crazy.
Which was the whole point of the War on Grey Plastic. Like, finishing squads, finishing models. Like, I'm starting to get, like, quite a pile of actually painted Dark Angel Primaris now, so.
Oh, my God. We're going to play at some point this week, so you can show them off if you'd like.
Yes.
No, but not the good ones.
Only the ones that have been undercoated.
Yeah, that's it. Anthony, got some Blood Angels.
Oh, my Blood Angel Terminator. So I actually bought that kit because I wanted the shields for my veterans and my captain, and then had Terminators, which need to be painted as well. So, they're a really nice kit, lots of details on them. And as I delved through my bits box, I did find a massive pile of other Terminators, as you can see there, that needed to be done as well. So I will be able to run a Vanguard of Terminators. So the backstory for my army will be that all the firstborn left are in Terminator armor. No, that have survived are in Terminator armor. There's no others. Oh. Everyone else is in Primaris. So.
Oh, I'm doing live editing. Don't do that.
Live editing. I think. Oh, there we go. That's my other hobby progress. I've been painting scenery. So, complete battlefield set from miniature scenery. So all the containers, all the ruins. The only thing not including that is the statue in the middle, which I've had for ages. But I can't seem to play a game without having that in on my table. It's a core part of my game.
But it hurt me deep inside, that poor Imperator.
there was some others, but they have disappeared over the years. So yeah, that was just a quick paint up over the last few days, getting them ready for a game Wednesday. I'm playing Chris again on Wednesday. So
I've also played on that battle scene, but we'll get to that.
We can forget about it.
I'm happy with that too.
I can empathise with you bought the Terminator box for the shields and then had to do something with the Terminator box. Yeah. I bought a Gladiator because I needed another turret. And so I was like, I guess I'll build an Impulsor.
And then we feeling a little dirty because Mark's got some stuff. The other Mark. Not safe work, and it's all AOS stuff.
Yeah, I'm working my way through my pile of grey shame from the Age of Mortals, some Switching magazines, slowly kicking through it and learning some new techniques as I go along. As I mentioned to those few idiots who do follow me on social media, I finally learned how to dry brush, and fuck me if it does not look good. It really does bring up the spooky part of these ones, the spirit hosts, which are the three that look alike, and I'm going to name them as fiddliest, most fucking annoying thing that I've ever had to build in my life.
Oh, aren't they a pain in the ass?
Oh, shit. Yeah. So you've got a little bit of glide at the so-called touch points, which I suppose to say, glue this bit to this bit, disappear. They were an absolute turd to build.
Fucking Nagash, he's got a bunch of them that are like, you know, stick to the side of this. And
yeah, I know. Yeah, I remember putting those together, and I just went, oh, my God, these guys are going to go through something.
Yeah, they are an absolute shitbox to have a go and play with. But it just, they're so edgy. They're really, really cool, quite cool with the dry brushing and playing around with the technical basing. So getting the one that cracks and then dry brushing on top of that really brings it out, and playing along with the, just having some new techniques, having a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I didn't get a chance to finish one that I was working on today because they stand on the most flimsy fields. I snapped it when I dropped it. So there. Yeah.
Oof.
Cool. It fixes everything.
Let me know if you want a black coach.
I would love a black coach. we shall talk.
I wanted to do a Grey Knight squad. I wanted to do a Grey Knight squad in that colour scheme, as in ghosty Grey Knights.
Oh, I thought you were saying do a Grey Knight squad on the black coach. Just,
You can't do ghostly Grey Knights. They've got to be Legion of the Damned.
I'll offer you some of that paint, since I've knocked it over 5 or 6 times and I don't have much left.
I actually did a very similar colour scheme when I was playing Undead in old school Warhammer, and I made spirit hosts, but I was a kid, so I was cheap, so I bought one box of the metal spirit hosts, and then I made 3 stands of spirit hosts by putting one on each, and then filling out the rest with, like, Empire soldiers painted up like ghosts.
Oh, wow.
It worked. Uber Branch has tortured himself by doing 9 of those.
No, it was not fun. It's not fun.
Nice. Okay, so, all right. Speaking of painful memories, let's go to the battle reports.
No.
Battle report is it is Eldari versus Grey Knights.
Oh,
so, Anthony, that is you.
Yeah, so this is the first run of Chris's Eldari versus my Grey Knights. It was a very close battle. It was 69-68. Points, I think, and I think I only had a few figures left at the end of the game, but it was a good fun game. I really enjoyed it. It was long and tiring and hard. And I think I lost it in turn 3 when I failed absolutely every single charge I attempted to do.
It wasn't pretty.
So it was like 4 to 5 charges, and I failed every single one of them, including a 3-inch charge, a 5-inch charge of a reroll it was. Failed it. And my warlord failed to get in and smack a tank, and the tank took him down. So that was it. I was just like, "Yep, it's over from there."
I'm bagsing not playing you next because you're just going to roll sixes forevermore.
I've already played him since then. It will come up.
And I've played him as well.
He made it up. I've already played him then too. So yeah. Don't feel too sorry for him. He's okay. battle report number 2 is Death Guard versus Grey Knights. As I said, he's feeling okay. Okay, so we weren't playing a mini tourney, so we had to make a list. Grey Knights, my Death Guard, and Chris's Eldari, and we couldn't change the list, so we just, you know, play against each other. I think it's the most balanced list of Death Guard I've played, but I still lost. I still struggled against Grey Knights. I still don't know how to rectify that, but I still felt this is a bit more balanced list who could face multiple armies and can be competitive. That shot where I'm charging with Terminators was the only highlight.
It was fun.
It was a good match. It was just painful. There is more than those 2 pictures. Why are they showing 2 pictures? Oh, well, anyway.
And you had your new template.
Yeah, exactly. There's a whole range of pictures that are meant to be in there. We might come back to that one. Speaking about that one, Battle Report 3 is the Tau and Custodes.
On the good point, I turned up.
Yeah. Look, that one, I got into close combat pretty quick. I got first turn, and did I get a first turn charge off?
Yep.
No, you did. I did. That's
one of my stealth belt suits.
Onto your stealth suits. And from there, I just leapt from unit to unit across the one of the flanks. As Adam said, cleaved one of his commanders in half with Voldus. I enjoyed it.
It didn't really help, but the scenery, it was like really tight scenery, and I couldn't see anything, so shooting was very minimum on turn 1, so I couldn't really even shoot, So, yeah, turn two, I was like, I was almost ready to shake hands at turn two. I went, no, let's just keep playing.
We got to the turn four. We called it turn four.
Yeah. But yeah, and it was like 70 to 17 or something like that.
Yeah, it was exactly how I would hope Custodes would play.
Yeah, they seriously hurt. They were
vicious.
Strength 10 axes, whatever you hit me with.
I had a strength 10 when Voldus does. So that was
yeah. And then everything else, yes. But, the saving grace is the Borokart thing where anything under strength 7 weapons is minus 1. Stormpole is just pinged off, but that was the only thing.
Yeah. 36 shots, though, kind of did whittle you down a little bit. Still,
yes.
But all my boulders were reduced to strength 3, so that was kind of interesting.
Isn't it? Oh, my God, that's annoying.
Shooting really didn't play a part in this game.
No, it was just pure melee, and fists don't really do much to axes.
Yeah. But I didn't, in terms of that, going back a little bit to that mini tourney, I really enjoyed just having that list set up.
Oh, my God. That's someone's bike there. That's awesome.
And
live editing!
That's my wife's electric bike, yep.
Live editing. You love it. There we go. We get there. 50 episodes. Who said we get it right yet?
Professionalism.
There you go. So there are more photos of the game with the Grey Knights and Death Guard, including the new tactical objective markers. What are they called?
Objective markers.
Markers. So yes, you can see a bit more there, which was fun.
Yes, that's my three games. That's the most games I've played in between podcasts.
And there is another battle report. Because I got to play against Chris's Eldari as well with my Death Guard as part of that mini tourney. We did finish at 4 in the morning because we played straight after Anthony's game. So
I went home.
I got absolutely shot to ribbons very quickly. I'm going, I don't know how to get here. What am I doing? But then as Death Guard do, late game, they came back to make it an 8-point game. Still a loss, but came back to be just an 8-point loss, which I was pretty surprised with. I'm very excited to play. That's what came out, is the Tempest of War. I'm very keen to play that because I think that might suit my gameplay better than these secondaries. I just cannot successfully get these secondaries, so it's killing me. Yes, that's the battle reports. Yeah, so we had 4 battle reports this week, this month, whatever day it is today. You heard me. Which is good. Uber branches. Talking Nine Haunts. Okay, talking AOS with not safe for work marks. We'll just move on. Right.
don't forget the ladder.
The ladder? Yep.
No.
We can talk about the ladder. Talk about the ladder. I'm bringing up the ladder. That's why I'm talking about the ladder and not actually talking about the ladder. The ladder! Okay, so Anthony, you're on top.
Yay!
Funny enough, Adam's in second.
Yay!
Somehow I'm in third with 1 win. Oh, bonus points for the win. And Chris is, it says fifth, so I don't know what happened to third. There you go. 1, 2, 4, 5. Me ads good.
I learned,
didn't know I was in the spreadsheet.
I know someone's trying to manipulate the order and has failed miserably. That's what I reckon's happened. That's fine. Anyway, so that is the ladder. Anthony is on top. And it's only 1 point difference between him and Adam, so it is interesting. And there's quite a big gap between second and third. But we'll see how that continues for the rest of the year.
I still want to try between a game is the demon list that you shared. The Slaanesh demon. Yeah, the Bellicor with all keepers.
Yeah, Bellicors and four keepers and stuff.
Bellicor and four keepers.
The year. Wicked Clown for the year? Sure. I don't know anymore. I've been doing this for 50 episodes. I don't know. My memory's gone. It's so shiny. Look at all we used to have blonde flowing locks. Look, we're all grey now. So, yeah. Most of us. Anyway, let's move on.
It's been like 36 odd years since I had blonde flowing locks.
Fair enough. All right, so we will move to our little ad break, and then we'll get into the topic of the month. Got it right. And which is the core of the issue. I can't even get that right. Or the core of the problem. I don't know. Here's a problem. Here's an issue. Here's an ad break.
We are Rollers, and we have the games for you. Be it board games, card games, dice games, or party games. You name it, and we have it. Find us online at rollersboardgames.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at rollersboardgames.
From acoustic to distortion, Storyboard Concept is music that's honest, relaxing, and full-bore rockin' music. Follow Colin at storyboardconcept.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Hope you had a lovely break. We're feeling refreshed. That 30 seconds of joy.
So. All hail ad break.
That's right. All
it right, comes so in peace.
We're, this week's, this month's episode, oh, so close. This month's episode, the core of the problem or the core of the issue, whatever you want to. We're talking about the core keyword that is very much abused in a lot of codexes. This has been bugging me for a long time. And the five here finally said, fine, Greg, you can talk about it. Like, yeah! So I forgot to do any homework. But yes, as we know, with faction abilities, it's reliant on core keywords. So yeah, if you can give this plus one aim if it's a core unit. So sergeants give, not sergeants, lieutenants give plus, no, rerolls to core units and things like that. We all understand the core rule.
Yes.
Excellent.
I forget about it, but I know it.
Well, I think my issue with that is if you're playing Space Marines, you can forget about it because everything is core in Space Marines.
Mm.
Well, not Centurions.
Well, sorry. My bad.
Yeah, it's we'll real fucking dumb.
We'll need a new topic then if it's the Centurions.
Space Marines, it's like all bikes. Yep. You know, well, all non-character, right? So all black squads, all dreadnoughts, but not Invicta tactical war suits because they're not dreadnoughts. So therefore, they're not core. Redemptors are though. Terminator, all infantry squads, except Centurions.
Yeah.
So
would you say it's fair to say
Terminators
when everything is core, nothing is core?
Yeah, suppressors. Yeah. Like the flying ones are core. Everything, all of the infantry squads except Centurions are core.
But remember, it used to be in the previous editions, everything benefited. So
I know, but it's so weird. Why Centurions and nothing else?
And I liked how they've made that change, right? Because everything got the bonus, right? Okay, so our only core units get it. Great. That makes sense. Fantastic. I just won't run Centurions, and I'm fine.
The big thing was they wanted to take it away from the tanks, and they wanted to take it away from characters buffing themselves.
Yes.
But, it's weird. They're like, core is everything that isn't a character or a tank.
Yeah,
a lot of warlord traits allow you to reroll your ones when you're a warlord anyway. So,
So would you prefer it if the core keyword was renamed to something, you know, gets the bullshit rule?
Not that guy. To me, core is your troops' choice. Full stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think that's the biggest agreed. Issue. They've chosen a dumb word for it.
Yeah. Like if that's your troop's choice and that's a core, and you played White Scars, one of their faction abilities could be fast is core.
You could say the aura applies to non-character, non-vehicles.
Yeah. Yeah. You could actually give that flavor to the factions again. But no. And then you get see something like the Harlequins. There is no core rule in the Harlequins except for one vehicle.
Which does fly against the wisdom that they're doing it to stop vehicles from having core.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
weird.
Well, yeah, like that. The reason I think is I thought it was like that was because that's what Marines. That's what I was doing with my Marines. Like, you would get out of your repulsor, and then the repulsor had it, and the dreadnought had it, and everybody had it.
Yeah.
And people got really annoyed at my repulsor getting the rerolls on that.
Oh, yeah.
Understandable.
Just stick your captain in the back with a couple of heavy weapons and just let
I'm going through. Are you obviously, got it? Yeah.
So Harlequins. Check out Harlequins. None of them have core except for their Star Weaver. Is that what they have?
Yeah. But I did notice that. Oh, God, I've got a cat fight next to me. So the Autriarch Skyrunner gives an aura for them, but then the Skyrunners or the Wind Riders are core.
Skyweaver is currently core. Thank you, Dead Again 77.
I'm going through all the Necron ones, and so far I haven't seen core at all.
Shining Spears are core.
Now, I've seen they've piped up that it's going to be FAQ'd, but the Codex literally dropped how many weeks ago now?
Yeah. It's going to be FAQ it, so make them not as good anyway, because they're apparently too good.
You know what I mean? Like, this doesn't seem like it was thought through.
No, I think we have an episode about that, the playtest that doesn't exist.
The playtest that's releasing it to the public.
Yeah. The models that I'm interested in, the Shroud Runners, are core.
Like when you get a FAQ this soon after a new codex that fixes one like keyword on a you know, on a unit, you're like, am I beta testing this game?
I've been saying that for ages.
Well, I just don't think they take into account the tournament players who will absolutely manipulate every rule possible to get the most out of it. Like, we'll go, oh, yeah, whatever, yeah. But, yeah. When you see, that's what happened in the last tournaments. It's just the Harlequin.
Until you get bounced with objective secure because, you know, core units are like everything.
Dead Again says that Winter's SEO has apparently spoken to GW and it was an error for the Harlequin stuff.
But we'll see. Hey, Scotty.
I think it was a manager said, make everything but such and such core.
And they've gone the other way around.
And the apprentice went, make everything non-core.
Yeah.
It was during a Zoom meeting and there was a pause.
Five units for the Necrons are core.
It's crazy. Like 5 units for the Custodes are core.
But so I'm wondering what they do for NIDs with the new codex.
I've got the NIDs. I have the NIDs core. All right. So all the troops are core. Great. Tyranids, Termagants, Hormagants, Gargoyles, as they should be. What else is core? You have Tyrant Guard in the Elites.
Yep.
The Pyrovores, I don't know that. Venom Throats, Zone Throats, and Gene Stealers are also core.
Yeah, I can sort of see most of those.
Ravenous. I mean, I guess if things like Terminators and Lynch Guard are, then I guess Hive Guard.
They don't have Centurions, so I can't help you there.
Gene Stealers used to be troops, so...
Yeah. Fast Attack, Raveners, Parasite of Mortrex. Oh, sorry, he's not core. Sorry. The only Fast Attack is Raveners. So Ripper Swarms are not core.
No.
Heavy Support.
How come they're not core? Yeah, they're supposed to be core. Rippers aren't core.
They're not troops anymore, either.
Rippers aren't core, but Carnifexes are.
Yeah.
I know. Like, this is bizarre. A Ripper's sole existence is just to take objectives.
Well,
how can they not be core?
I think it might be they're trying to stop that.
And they're not objective secured anymore because they're not troops. They're fast attack. So they've lost that as well.
Yeah.
Fast attack.
So those people with the thousands of Ripper swarms.
Really? How did they come up with that? Fast attack Rippers.
Everyone used to sit them on objectives in the back of the field. Or
What did they do? Give them like 15-inch move or something and go, yeah, they're fast.
I hope so.
That would be good, but...
They did deep strike, well, tunnel in previously. So
I mean, that was still only moving.
People
are
using this, we'll change it. But yeah, it's like when they move shit. Like, you know, it's like how fucking veteran intercessors are elites, and no one uses them because that means they're not objective secured.
Yeah,
I use them.
I mean, people who give a shit about meta shit don't use them.
No, 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 no.
Here's one that's really gold helmets. confusing. The broadside battle suits, the Mission pods and stuff like that, and the heavy rail rifle. Core.
Yep.
Crisis battle suits. Core. Stealth battle suits. Core. Clip-clops. Core. That's the only things. So, yeah, you could put the aura on those.
So everything except your actual troops is core?
No, the troops are core. Crisis battle suits are infantry and core. Ghost keels aren't. The Riptide battle suits are
what about fire warriors?
Yeah, they're core.
They are, okay.
Yep. Pathfinders are core. Everything's core except for the ghost keel and the Riptide battle, the big Riptide battle suit. So you could probably put a commander around them and just like, yeah, look, re-roll everything.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Cultists
and Foxwalkers aren't core. In Death Guard?
It's just such a weird, inconsistently applied tag. Like, there's no rhyme or reason, you know?
I mean,
weird.
I like the old one where it says, if you're within 6 inches of these,
yeah,
you get a reroll.
Then you get those bubbles. Yeah. And I hated those bubbles. Ultramarine bubbles.
You used to be able to attach, I think it was seven.
Attach the character to
The character to the unit, and that's where I think the reroll should be coming from. Is like you can attach, means they move as one unit, they act as one unit, but then that unit gains reroll. So I think that's the benefit of having a HQ rather than these auras and stuff like that. I just drive me out the wall.
I kind of agree with that. I miss the old like captain attached to a squad or whatever.
Yeah. And then if you want to get a reroll on your bikes, you take a bike captain or a bike lieutenant.
Yeah.
If you want to get a reroll on your assault troops, you take a jump pack. I don't know. I think there's almost too much rerolls. It was supposed to be quicker and easier, and
And now you're trying to figure out if you're within 0.05 of an inch of the bubble.
Yeah.
No, if you're playing Tyranids, oh my god, that synaptic disc is going to be horrible.
It's the return of the creep in the room.
Well, if we get any new Space Marine Codex, we'll see what the new creep is, I guess.
Oh, boy.
If Nids are this good, Marines have to be like next level up.
It's funny because I sort of go, I really want the Imperial Guard book, but if this is the way everything's going, please be mine last.
But what'll happen is you'll get your great codex and then bam, 10
dead.
Yeah.
And then you won't get one for the next like two editions.
Yeah, and the new edition will change all of the rules that were good.
Stop ruining my dream.
Hey, look, I love Guard too.
I'm not ruining your dream. I'm just letting you know that this is what GW do.
They're killing my dream.
Killing the rainforest.
You just got to play custodies. There's not many core units in custodies.
And they shouldn't be bloody any.
As I said, my definition of core is troops only. I can understand for maybe a Marines that a Dreadnought, that's pretty cool. Terminators, they're pretty cool. Because when you think Space Marines, you do kind of think the traditional Dreadnought and the Terminators. But
I could extend that to fast attack, depending on the army.
Well, that's the thing. White Scars should have, all right, your fast attack, your bike squadrons, gets core rule. If you're playing, I was going to say Yellow Scars. How about Imperial Fists? That they're heavy. Their Devastators become core, because they're meant to be the siege weaponry and stuff like that. Certain fasts, like the jetpacks for the Raven Guard or Blood Angels get something for something. They could give more flavor to those chapters.
Yeah, it could be used to make things more interesting instead of just being this random paint spatter.
Yeah.
Off where it lands.
It's like they shoot a shotgun at the Codex and anywhere a hole turns up, they just go, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. It's like I'm like, Centurions, like what?
Does anyone play Doesn't make Centurions? Any sense.
I mean, look, they're really good. They're pretty cool. I seem to recall
them. They are brilliant. I love them.
Centurion.
Yeah, for a while, I think Centurions were kind of a thing that was showing up even in Primaris lists.
They're the Space Marine tanks, aren't they? The walking tanks.
They're
the guys who are, like, wearing cut-down Dreadnought armor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Power 14.
They pump out a lot of shots.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's why they're not cool.
But yeah, they moved like 5 inches at best.
Yeah, but, you know, the guys who basically replaced them.
I play Death Guard. 5 inches is good.
The guys who basically replaced them, the aggressors, are core. And the Terminators are core. It's just the Centurions who aren't.
Yeah.
And it's also the Assault Centurions aren't either.
Death Guard. Art core, yeah. Centurion ones. That is funny.
But yeah, it's just... It's weird.
Attack bike is cool.
Yeah, bikes. Attack bikes.
Yeah. Scout bikes.
But not
cool.
Land speeders.
No, not land speeders. Yeah, as long as it's touching the ground, it's a core.
Unless it's an infantry squad and can fly, it still can be core. Because Inceptors and Suppressors are core.
Scotty D says he'll hit the roof and they bring out another Space Marine Codex in this edition. It's going to happen, so make sure you get a low roof.
Yeah, you better get to reinforcing that roof, man.
And see, the thing is, even if they do do a Imperial Guard Codex, they'll do a Space Marines one immediately after anyway.
Oh, so this is even the worst part about the rumor I heard and read and went, I'll take it with a grain of salt. The suggestion was it might be before the Chaos Marine.
That would be really fucking low because I've seen less teasing on Pornhub about Chaos Space Marines.
Oh, they're Space so going to do that. And that's why I wonder whether I'm crying or laughing.
Get ready for the 6 monthly Space Marine updates.
I know, right? The next one, it's kind of shitty that they're doing squats before Chaos Space Marines, by the looks of it. But
which is like.
Maybe
squats getting a codex before Chaos Marines.
Maybe this means
getting a codex before Chaos Space Marines do.
Maybe this means that it'll be a good Chaos Space Marine codex, though, because the joke was they'll release squats before a good Chaos Marine codex. Okay, so
it would be funny if they just retconned Chaos Marines at this point. They were all eaten by Nids and they've gone away.
So Uber Brain has suggested that the new Space Marine Codex will come out with 3 wounds just when the Chaos Marines get 2 wounds.
What was that, Mark?
Chaos squats.
Someone else is getting 17s picked up on my idea.
If we got Chaos Squats, go have the big hats like the Chaos Dwarves.
There were the Chaos Squats, weren't there? Back in the day.
There was in lore. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
They were a thing. Yeah.
There was a lot of weird stuff back in the day. There were Imperial Guard land speeders back in the day.
There was. Oh, cool. I had one.
They seriously don't need to do a new Marine Codex. Since when has that ever fucking stopped them?
The 10th edition, Chaos Space Marines will be the first Codex.
No doubt.
Yeah, it's a core, huh?
Core will be gone by 10.
What's the core problem with 40K? I don't think people want to sit here that long.
I've got a list.
No, as I said, the Tau book, actually, everything that's infantry is core.
Yeah.
That has the keyword infantry. Now, admittedly, that's 99% of it, but it's all core.
Yeah, so, but is it really? They could have done it differently. So when you had a certain sept who uses more of the suits, those suits become core. Same way, if an armored infantry for Imperial Guard, suddenly your Lehman Russ becomes core. Oh, I like the sound of this. Everything should be core.
I think the big issue here is probably the name of that keyword rather than anything else.
Yeah, it's not core.
It's basically you either get the bullshit rule or you don't.
Yeah.
Should be chapter or something like that.
Write that on a codex.
Cool. So how do they fix it?
Get rid of it.
Everyone's talking about they're going to fix things up with these data balanced data slates and stuff like that. To remove core from a lot of things, that's a lot.
I don't know.
That's a big data slate.
Yeah,
I don't see them doing it.
And the worst bit of a lot of this is that they're releasing new codexes and they know they've got these issues and they don't seem to be vetting the new codexes to correct any of that.
Well, as I said, we just went through the Tyranids one. Not everything's core in that. One heavy unit, one fast unit's core. All the troops are.
Mm.
So they've not gone overboard there. So they've recognized it for them.
Well, I guess we'll find out when the new Space Marines one drops.
It'd be real,
everything's core.
It really sucks if they decide all the firstborns are not core. No, they're not disappearing. No.
There's not much in Grey Knights that aren't core.
There'll be none in the squat army because they'll decide that squats were a non-core promise.
Mm-hmm. But Chaos Squats are all core.
Yeah.
all none of them that exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of options in Drakaris. There's not much point. The Racks are core, Witches are core, Incubi are core. Incubi are core, even though they're Blades for Hire, they're still core. So they're mercenaries, but they're core ones.
Well, it seems like all of the bodyguard units for the characters are core.
Yeah.
Because Blade Guard, the Necron Lynch Guard, or whatever they are.
Yeah.
Basically, step one and step two for the Necrons, it appears to be core.
Sorry, I missed that. I just thought I was missing a book. Then I went, hang on, where's all my books?
We're just saying Guard are not going to get a release until Space Marine's third book comes out.
Yeah. That would be a bit rough.
Well, that's it. Uber branches, that would be my point. That if you had a spearhead detachment, so you were playing a certain army faction that is renowned for an armored force, that's when you get call for that unit, and only when you take that regiment. Because I don't want to go down the path of the special spearhead detachments that 7th had, because that got ridiculously stupid, in my humble opinion.
It was just buy this many models and you will get X bullshit rules added.
Pretty much.
On the plus side, I had so many bullshit rules.
It was great. If you met those requirements, oh my god.
I hated those. I tried so hard to build a Tyranids one. And then I think it was the Hive Tyrant with all the gargoyles, 30 gargoyles. I painted them up and I had them all ready to go. And then it was dead, done, over.
Bam.
That was what got me to buy ad mech. I bought enough ad mech to fill out a war convocation around my knight.
I think that's where I started getting more and more lean russes, because I had a fairly heavy infantry guard unit. And I went, I've only got a couple of tanks. If I want this and get this bonus, I need more tanks. Well, I'm going to have to do this.
more tanks.
And you never skip tank day.
Yeah.
Never skip tank day. Tank day is important.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? 17th of July, I think?
Is it?
Tank day? I want to say.
I haven't built a tank in forever.
Of July that makes it tank day?
1 year I built a bunch of tanks on the 17th of July.
Oh, okay.
And so for the next, and ever since, it has been tank day.
All right, we're going to make sure we write it down. 17th of July.
It might not be. That's from memory. I'd have to double check which day it is.
You're going to have to remind us, because everyone needs to get a tank ready for that.
I've got one.
Tanks. Oh, look. I've got several tanks waiting for me.
Does my monolith count as a tank?
Yes. You don't have anything else.
Anything can count as a tank if it tries hard enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Tank day is a spiritual experience more so than a practical experience.
Indeed.
I do have a monolith I'm scared to paint.
Tank day.
I'm bound to fuck it up.
Oh, that's how I feel about painting.
Try brush it. You'll be fine.
Anyway. Cool. So, where are we at? We love core. We love core rule. There should be more of it. That's where we're at? Good.
Yeah. Everyone should be core.
I don't mind.
That fix a problem.
Core rule.
It's the 15th of June.
15th of June.
Not July. I was a month out.
15th of June.
That's even day. Closer.
Yeah, I don't mind the word core.
Day or do we finish a tank that day?
Start, work, whatever.
Either or.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my tradition is that I must work on a tank on that day. Whether it's painting or building or just doings, I need to do hobby upon a tank on tank day, because thou shalt never skip tank day.
Custodes Lehman Russ will be waiting till, I mean, Custodes Land Raid will be waiting till then.
Done.
Yeah, I think last year I did Repulsor because flying tanks count too.
Hey, flying tanks are still tanks.
Yep.
Some would say they're the best tanks.
Guard about to get the old Dark Elder treatment. Going to be stuck with the same codex for the next three editions.
There we go.
That way they won't be useless in new and different ways.
Yeah, a couple of tanks leads to armor. Might be why I've definitely owned 30 variants of guard tanks. Yep. Like the idea of troops getting caught and then other selected units like getting the core keyword, depending on the chapter tactic. Yeah, exactly. Mm. It gives the flavor and it gives a reason why you're choosing that chapter. I'm playing, I was going to say Salamanders, but fuck. And therefore, I will get anything that's on fire as a core rule. Well, that's a great example, but you know what I mean. Yeah, if you're playing White Scars, because at the moment, what do the White Scars get as their chapter tactic? That gives them the feel that they are the ones on the bikes. They're quick. They're fast. What do they get? Anyone know?
I don't even know.
I mean, I think it should be core infantry.
White Scars.
And then a special unit like a fast attack for Blood Angels or something like that.
Yeah, it could be.
Barely remember the Ultramarines one, let alone White Scars.
White Scars can declare a charge within turn they advanced or fell back. And they do not suffer the penalty incurred to the hit rolls while firing assault weapons in the same turn they advanced.
Ooh.
Hmm.
I'm buying White Scars.
Do you really want to paint that much white?
No, that's why I say no.
They will not be white Scars. They will be a follow-up.
A can of Corax White might fix that problem.
And charge it. So, yeah, I think that's a pretty big thing they need to address. I mean, the funny part about it is they're meant to help out with those bonuses and stuff, but you've got your stratagem cards, and generally they'll say, like, if, for example, the Death Guard one, because a Hellbrute is core. Yeah. But to use a card for the Hellbrute, I have to use the card that actually says Hellbrute on it. So, well, then why is it core? It makes no sense. Yes,
because they don't want that stratagem to work on other things.
But the ones that say core infantry is what they'll say on it. Say core infantry, which the Hellbrute's not infantry. So why bother giving it core?
I don't know.
Because Dreadnoughts have core and a Hellbrute's a Dreadnought.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thanks, you know. Yeah. It makes no sense. I don't get it. It's fine. It's fine. I'm going to have a whinge.
When everything is core, nothing is core.
Well, that's it. It just loses the specialty, doesn't it? It's got... Yeah.
So there's no spoon?
There is no spoon.
There is no Dana, only Zool.
Mm. 4 feet above the covers. What? It's a core movie that everyone should watch. What else are we going to talk about, folks? Come on, folks. What else do we have issues with the core? What is the core problem of 40K?
Cost too much bloody money.
Yeah. Price tag? Yeah.
Too many armies and too many rules.
Oh, well, we talked about that. Yeah, the too many rules that are the same but have different names.
Bring back universal special rules. Universal
special rules. Yeah. Did we talk about that last episode?
We did.
Yeah, we did talk about
refer to episode 49.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've kind of done core.
Yeah.
It's
just a shorter episode. Not used to it.
I mean, it's still over an hour, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. You okay?
Like, we've been going for longer than you think, I think you'll find.
An hour and five. Take away the 30 seconds ad. We haven't been here at all.
Glad you agree with us.
I had to read it twice, got to do what you wrote. I was going, was he talking about the USSR? No, he's saying they 100% are bring trying back to... the USRS.
Yeah,
Universal rules.
Not Ukraine, no.
Game, yeah, right now they are trying to bring back the
USSR.
Yeah, now he's just got Scotty, some new sponsors.
What are you doing? Yeah, great. Yes, Universal rules should be back. We all agree on that one, and it'll make it so much easier to try and remember things. Oh, I do like that Tyrant is don't deep strike. They come up from under the ground. So
in that's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing, but underground instead.
Different words.
Right.
Correct. As opposed to the Teleportarium Cathedral or whatever the stupid ruler's named on, whatever.
Don't they come from under the ground as
well? We also emerge from underground.
Yes.
I think it's called we like tunnel up or something. Like it's all just deep striking. It's the same rule.
No, the problems come from hyperspace. Come on.
Hyperspace. Yeah. It's gone to plaid.
Yeah.
Well done. So,
there you go. Someone gets a mug.
What mug are you after?
Mug.
Well, the one I've got the RLG one. So.
I already subscribed right at the start.
Oh, I didn't see the icon come up, mate. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
yes, you get to choose a mug as well.
I subscribe every month as well.
I have not this month, clearly. So, yes, if you subscribe this month to Red Belly's Twitch channel, you will get a mug of your choice sent out.
Oh, a wobbly player syndrome.
That awesome one profile feature up.
All
right, I don't know. What do you want, Mark? I feel like it's bad form for somebody on the podcast to subscribe to the thing to get free merch.
Well, it's not just the podcast, it's all the pages we have to sit through, too.
Anyway, I think we're done.
Oh, sorry. I love your page.
I think we're done. Outrageous. Thank you for the subscription, Bulldust.
My tier one subscription review is on the 26th of April.
Oh, you might scrape it in. I might have to check the terms and conditions.
Look, I have been a loyal supporter.
Fine killer.
I have a mug and a t-shirt.
You do.
And I have one of those as well. I have a t-shirt.
Yeah, nice.
I am a mug, yep.
I have a mortgage, that'll do.
Because, I could put Red Billy on the side of the wall and say, look, there you go.
Yeah, why not?
Tagging around camera, okay, yeah. That's a good idea.
All right, folks, we're going to wrap it up. I think we're getting a bit silly. We lost the green core. I think we all agree core rule needs a refresh, a rename or something, but it does not work how it is at the moment because it is absolutely everywhere, and it's no longer as what did Mark say? Everyone's special, so nobody's special.
Yeah, it's not a cohesive rule anymore.
They need to get rid of it. They need to get rid of it or rethink it and make it consistent.
Yeah,
like it needs to make sense, and it doesn't.
I like the attachment idea of attaching a HQ to a unit and giving that unit the special rule.
Yeah, it was good. I remember, it worked well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fine. Then they need to make sure the transports can carry 11.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Yeah. Which they did with Jakari. They did make it 11 and 6. So it was good.
Just do it like the olden days with the orcs. As long as they balance on, it's fine.
You can't have a magnetized one.
We're also going to be selling Games Workshop branded blue tags.
Come on.
Give them an upside down strainer.
All right, folks, we're going to wrap it up because we are getting a bit silly. You love it.
Yes.
It's 50 episodes, so thank you very much for everyone here who has joined us for 50 episodes. Huzzah! Whoop, whoop! Yeah! Oh, that hurts.
Bonus points if you've actually listened to all 50.
We are the number 9 Warhammer 40k podcast rated. I can't do my words. Someone else explain what that is.
And we may be number 1 in that province in America.
Boardman, Oregon.
I want someone from Boardman, Oregon to get in contact with us.
Yeah, that would be great.
I want pictures of their hometown. I want to see if they've got more than one stoplight.
I want to see their gaming place, but obviously they're mad.
Yeah. Boardman, if you are listening, well, of course you're listening. We know you're listening. It would be great if you did reach out to us. You can reach out to either through the Red Belly Twitch channel or go to our Facebook page, which, what is the address of that, Safe for Work, Mark?
RLG4K. 40K, sorry.
There you go.
I'm glad I knew.
All right, not Safe for Work, Mark. What's our Twitter account?
I don't know. I don't use Twitter. I'm an old man.
Ah, fair enough.
I don't feel so bad now.
We always ask Michael what our Instagram one is because he's all over it.
Well, I am all over it, but I also don't use Instagram because I am an old man. Our Instagram is RLG40K.
RLG Ozgaming.
RLG Ozgaming, correct.
What he is.
Adam, what about our YouTube? Look at him struggle.
Real life gamers.
Should be real loud gamers.
Real loud. And we should
talk to marketing.
If I try and get this last week's game, I'll try and get that up.
Fair enough. Yeah, there is some new footage up. I think I finally put up some of the Wobbly Player and there's some more MNG footage up there as well. Cool. So, we'll wrap it up. Michael, we still got to work out our time and whether we're filming it or not, where we're doing it and stuff. I'll leave that. I'm available. You let me know. Tara, promote yourself on your Instagram.
Bulldust40K.
Monolith.
Mostly Age of Sigmar stuff at the moment.
Yeah, we'll still let you in.
Pronto 40K, I think I am.
That's a very big one. Yep, yeah, good. And I am Red Belly Black on Instagram. There you go. Thank you very much, folks. It's been a fun 50 episodes. I've had fun. What have your been highlights? Saying goodbye. Shut up.
Yeah.
Look, we did start very silly. We had Dodgy Witch with us who knew nothing about 40K.
Yet still knew more than me.
Which was refreshing, you know.
We've had Adam fill in and now we can't get rid of him.
You keep feeding me.
Fine. That's how you ended up with me. You had the misfortune to do an episode about Primaris.
Oh, there you go.
So I showed up.
Oh, right. I just thought you were core. Oh no!
Right back around.
I only come along when I win a game or two. So.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah. All right, folks. We'll leave it at that. Big farewell. See you later, guys. Until the next month. What's your core language? I don't know.
That was reaching even for us.
I know. That's why I don't do the sign-offs. It's a good night from me. It's a good night from Anthony.
Good night.
It's a good night from Max.
Yeah.
Bye.
Good night from Adam.
Good night.
And take it away, Radio Mike.
So, did we get to the core of the problem? Or was our core a bit of a chore? Maybe a snore? Well, hopefully it was slightly entertaining for you, maybe a little elucidating. But you can always join us next month for Wobbly Player Syndrome!